God's going to do anything for us, he's going to do it by what?
By grace and by... Wherefore by grace are you saved through faith.
So what God wants to do for you, he's going to do it by faith. Everybody say by faith. How many are expecting something good to happen? You ought to want something to happen in this next season. And you ought to expect something to manifest. Romans chapter 8, verse 24. For we are saved by what? What? Some of you got some situations in your life that you need to be saved out of. And that word saved means delivered out of or rescued from. There are some things that, you know, that we all deal with and some things that we all face that we need salvation from. And of course, salvation means God's prosperity, his security, his provision, his deliverance, his answer, his solution, his fixing ability. Peace. When you have that shalom and you have that peace, you can call that peace or shalom salvation. Well, how are you going to grab a hold of that salvation? For you are saved by hope, and hope that is seen is not hope. For what man seeth, why doth he yet hope for it? But if we hope for what we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have what? The Holy Ghost is our comforter, right? The Holy Ghost is our comforter. He comes to comfort us in time of trouble. And when the Bible says, hey, listen, through the comfort of the Scriptures, how do we get comfort by the Scriptures? When we allow the Holy Spirit to give us supernatural revelation. How many had the Holy Spirit there? You had and all of a sudden something, you get some revelation on a type of situation or an issue. Well, that's the comfort of the Scriptures. That's when the Holy Ghost gets involved in your revelation process. So the Holy Ghost gets involved with your revelation process. And that is the comfort of the Scripture. How God starts to use a Scripture for your benefit. That you might have a what? What should it do when you're comforted with the Scripture? What should scriptural comfort do for us? When someone comes to us with the Word of God and says, man, I feel so good after hearing the Word of God. When that man teaches, I get an answer, I get a solution, I feel better. Somebody say encouragement, right? Encouragement. How many have been encouraged by the Word of God? You've had some situations and you come here and you hear something that gives you just a little bit more step and you believe, I'm going to try that. I feel better. The Word of God brings, it encourages us. It gives us a confidence. It gives us the ability to take another step, to walk another day, right? Well, one of the things you need to let the Word of God do, one of the things that, listen, when the Scriptures, when the Holy Ghost gets involved in your Scripture learning, when the Spirit and the Word start to mix together, when the Spirit and the Word start to mix together, something's going to happen on the inside of you. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So faith comes when you get into the words. When the Word comes there, faith will come. Through the comfort of the Scriptures, you might have what? It will do something to you. When the Scriptures comfort your heart, when the Holy Spirit uses the Word to comfort your heart, to instruct you and to teach you, you will develop a supernatural hope. So say, if I sit up under Scripture in the Word, the comfort of the Scripture, if you just, not the letter of the law, but if you sit up under the comfort of the Word of God and shelter yourself in the Word of God and just get into the Word and find security there. I don't care. Don't find security in your circumstance, all those things around about you, amen. But if you will learn to comfort, let the Holy Ghost comfort you with the Word of God, you will develop a supernatural hope. And that thing that God develops on the inside of you will save you. There's a process to deliverance. There's a process to salvation. One is this. Get up under the Word. Hear the Word. Taught and taught and taught. This morning we heard the Word about the word peace, right? We heard about peace, that God wants to bless us and give us an expected and amen. Hey, that when your problems are taken, there are some problems in your life. And someone says, well, I'm just going to learn to deal with my problems. Well, sure, you should learn to deal with your problems, but let's get rid of them. That's the heart of God. Amen. You know, it's okay to believe. You know, some of you thinking, well, I just don't have enough faith. I should be just willing to suffer through all of this. Listen, Christians should suffer, but they should suffer for the cause of the gospel of Jesus Christ only. Amen. Nobody gets saved from anybody's sickness. Amen. The gospel saves people. The good news of the gospel saves people. So when you heard that thing, you should have developed an expectation. When you expect something, you ever heard people get in an argument, they look at somebody in the face and someone keeps pulling on them, and what do you expect me to do? What do you expect out of me? Well, listen, the longer you hold on to the Word of God, the longer you get into the Word of God, the longer you hear the Word taught, you will develop a supernatural hope. And the word hope in the Bible, this word hope is expectancy. Write that down. Somebody say expectancy. This word hope is translated expectancy. So whenever you read the word hope in the Bible, think expectation, that we might have a hope. And it's not just like, well, I just hope something's going to happen. Well, I got a chance. That's not what that means, a chance. What this word means, it means an expectation. It means you've heard from God. You found out in the Word exactly what God wants to do. It's not some, you know, I just, you know, who knows what's behind door number 3, like The Price is Right. And you just hope something good's behind the door. That's not this hope that's in the Bible. What's in the Bible, you've heard the Word of God taught, and you should expect exactly what God said. Expect something good. Expect your bill paid. Expect your relative saved. Expect healing. Expect all of those things. When you sit up under the Word of God long enough, you will develop a hope. And real Bible hope has expectancy. And when you get by faith, you say, listen, I'm expecting something to happen. People get around these faith people. Anybody got around? The word people used to make people mad. Everybody remember around the 80s when people used to get worried, man, people, y'all always telling God what to do, expecting God to do this. He can do whatever he wants to, and y'all demanded this and demanded that and expect. No, we've got the Word of God, and we expect his Word to be true. We go to the Bible. We don't get up here. We don't just ask for healing. We go up there, and we ask God. We believe God, and we expect it to happen. And you need to develop your faith in that same way. Listen, if you're wishing that you're going to get rich, you're not going to get rich in God's eyes. If you're wishing that things are going to work out, that don't cut it. Faith and the Word of God does more. Listen, you need to get beyond wishful thinking, amen, and get into biblical expectation. And you're not going to develop a Holy Ghost expectation until you get the comfort of the Word of God. Say, I've been comforted by the Word of God. I used to be afraid, scared, and all torn up and messed up, but I got the comfort of the Scriptures, and now I expect God to do something. Well, I believe God wants to do this and all this other stuff, but it won't do it until you expect it. I'm believing God for resources and finances to come into the kingdom or to come into the nation's church. Well, we can believe it, but you know when it will manifest is when you expect it. Somebody say, we are saved by hope. That means you're going to be saved by an expectation. I've seen people start to get over the expectation. Those that expect stuff to happen, it happens for them. I mean, Rita blows my mind. Sometimes, you know, Rita will trip you out sometime. Amen. God will move for that woman for one reason whatsoever. You know, Rita and I had this thing about 2 years ago, and she needed to get a certain amount of resource in. Amen. And she needed it there that day. And she came with, and she said, hey, we're going to pray and we're going to agree. Amen. We're not going to believe it. We're just going to expect it to happen. I need God to honor my mailbox today. You know, she got checks in the mail. Talk to her. There were checks that were sent out. Someone mailed her a check that she had to have, and it would take about 2 to 3 days to get a check, and the check was there the day they were supposedly had mailed the check out. Somebody say expectation. It happened just a couple of weeks ago. I was believing God. Hey, we need to get back on to that thing again. Amen. And she got up and said, hey, we need God to move. Let's believe God that that mailbox going to ring. And somebody, so we prayed and we believed God, and then we did what? We had a hope. She had enough word on the inside of her that she expects God to do those things for her. Somebody say expectation. See, listen, you can wishful think, you know, God's got all the time in the world, and so do you, amen, but things won't manifest for you until you not only believe it, but expect that what you're believing in is going to start to manifest. Now, if you've been hearing God wants to move in this month of September in the fall season, all these other things, well, I tell you what is he going to move in? He's not going to move in anything you don't expect. What do you expect God to do in this season? What do you expect God to do in your life? Have you heard enough word that you really know? Say, hey, listen, this is what God's saying about me, and this is what I expect to happen. Therefore, I'm on the lookout for it. How many are glad you're growing up in this thing? Listen, if you don't start to confess what you expect, nothing's going to happen. What do you expect God to do? Someone went up in the Brother Hagin's prayer line one time, and he was about to pray for the person you've heard this story. And he said, well, what do you want me to pray for? And the guy said, particularly nothing. Brother Hagin said, that's exactly what you'll get, particularly nothing. What you expect is what you're going to receive. You know, many people get up there, I don't expect nothing to happen. That's exactly what you're going to get when you walk back to your seat. Nothing's going to happen for you. Are we going to pray for you to get touched by the Holy Ghost? Yeah. Do you expect it to happen? What do you expect God to do? Do you expect him to take his time? He will. Do you expect him to manifest shortly? He will if you do. Expectation and hope that we, through the comfort of the scriptures, might have a hope. And that hope is what? Expectation. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is substance for what? So if you don't have a hope, your faith doesn't have anything to work with. Someone said, if I just got a bunch of faith. I got a bunch of faith. God can do anything, but God's going to look for your hope. Your faith works with your expectation. There are a lot of people with great faith, but no expectation. And there are a lot of people with some expectation, but no faith. The two are completely different. Faith calls you to wait for it and believe God for it. Amen. To stand in the gap and have the right confession and walk accordingly. Faith causes you to do some things. You got to have faith in your action, but an expectation in your heart. People say, I got faith in my heart. Well, let me see faith in your actions and faith in your deeds. What you do is your faith. What you have in your heart is your expectation. So faith is substance. Why is it substance? Because you're doing something. People can see your faith. People can see your faith. That's why it's something. For things unseen, hope unseen on the inside. You're going to pick up something and be able to grab a hold of something. This revelation is true, and I'm so glad we're getting there. I feel like we're going back to the basics again. So we say, I can have God's best because I'm the righteousness in Christ Jesus. And if you understand what I'm talking about when I say I'm the righteousness in Christ Jesus, say amen. If you got a revelation on that righteousness, and God wants me to have supernatural Holy Ghost peace. But you want that peace to manifest, so you've got to learn about hope and expectation and faith. I believe God's got all the bottom line done now. He's going to teach you how to get your hands on it. Listen, if you can see it, you can seize it. If I seize it, you know, see, look at your own. Everybody say, it. I seize it. And if I can seize it, I can seize it. If you can seize it, you will be able to seize it. But many people aren't able to seize anything because they can't see anything on the inside. Notice that most of the things that God told great people to do in the Bible, they had to see it first. He told Abraham, look out over that hole. Look out. And whatever you could see is the stars in the sky. Hey, brother, that's your seed. He said, yeah, I can see that. But he wasn't able to seize it until he could see it in the spirit. And many of you want to grab things you can't see in the spirit. Faith is not necessarily blind. Faith sees a whole lot more than everybody else sees. Faith has very good vision. Do you hear what I'm saying? People think blind faith. There's no such thing as no blind faith. That's just dumb. There is no such thing whatsoever as blind faith. That's blind foolishness. Don't you let anybody tell you, I'm just doing it blind faith. No, faith sees. Faith hears God and sees a vision and an expectation on the inside. So when you can start to see those things, if you can't see it, start listening. But if you get up under the word long enough, you develop a hope and an expectation, those things will start to manifest. So you need to hear and hear and hear and hear until you will be able to develop a supernatural vision of what God wants to get in and out of your life. Now, faith is substance for things hoped for. So what's there first? What's there first? It's substance for things hoped for. How many you got? How much you got faith? How much you got great faith? What you going to use it on? Say, my expectation. Listen, evidence of things. Notice it says things. Notice it says things. Not seen. But at least they're things. Even though you can't see it, they are still what? Things. Not evidence of things you wish would happen or wish would be. Somebody say things. Somebody say it's already there. And when it's the evidence of things not seen in the natural. For by it the elders should obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Somebody say, by the word of God, things are framed. Well, you can frame your life with the word of God. You can hear the word of God and build a structure by the word of God. Amen. So that the things which are seen are not made of things which do appear. The word substance means foundation. Now, faith is substance. Faith is a foundation of things hoped for. Somebody say, faith is seen. In the natural realm, faith is seen. Faith is the first, you know, is the first thing that is the very foundation for the manifestation of your miracle. God wants to pour out your expectation in your faith. So God is looking for you to take the step of faith so that he can put your expectation in your faith. Your expectation. Am I confusing you people? When it says, now faith is substance, now faith is the foundation in the natural realm. In the natural realm, faith is the foundation. Your actions of obedience. Somebody say amen. Praise God, is the foundation, amen, is what God is going to put your expectation in. What are you talking about, Brother Rod? What are you talking about, Rod? Somebody said, God's looking to pour his spirit out, amen, and his manifestation out in faith. So what you got to do, you got to give God something to work with. Why do you think the healing evangelist told people? Start to do something. Start to do anything. Just take a step of faith. They tell people, just get up and get out of the chair and try to walk. Were they healed already? No. Them just getting out in obedience and walking and doing something, that was a foundation for the healing to take place. Actions of faith, biblical actions and according to the word of God, amen, biblical actions of obedience according to the word of God is faith. And that faith that you say, that your actions and your deeds, somebody say before manifestation. Those things that you're doing right now is the foundation. That word substance is foundation. It's foundation of what you're expecting God to do. Many people want God to move on areas where they have absolutely no faith in whatsoever. You need a foundation. God knows. When I ask God, Lord, God, hey, I'm believing you for about $6-7 million, maybe more. My faith has already walked out and spent it. I know exactly where it needs to go. It already has a foundation. It has a reason. When I'm thing comes there, I can tell God, God, there's exactly where that's going to go. Somebody, I'm not going. You can't expect God to move and then you figure it out later. Boy, it's already calculated. It's already written out. It's already planned out. Somebody say, amen. Faith is substance, is the foundation for things hoped for. So what you need to do in the thing that you expect, if you don't have an expectation, get one. How do you get an expectation? The comfort of the scriptures. It calls you to rise or to elevate or to expand your expectation. So many of us have small expectation of God. God's been prophesying around us. Amen. I can do much more than this. I can do much more than this. And he says it again and again and again. And he's going to keep saying it until your expectation matches his word. Does your expectation match his word, or does your expectation match a cheapskate? Does your expectation match the word of God, or does your expectation match everybody else around you? Do you understand what I'm talking about tonight? So many times we allow our spiritual expectations to match our upbringing, our background. My daddy never gave me anything, nor is God going to give me anything. That's why you got to have the comfort of the scriptures. Have a biblical expectation of God. Then you can put some faith in it and see that thing manifest. You've heard God say that he wants to bless you and wants to do something good for you. Give it a reason. My pastor used to tell us, listen, we were 9, 10 years old. We were a part of that group. Name it, claim it, bab it, blab it, grab it, confess it, possess it. Yeah, if you want God to do something, go put your faith out there. You believe in God to do a business, go out there and start to move in that area. Start to lay your hands on buildings. Faith changes things. See, many people want God to do great things for their life, but they're not able to walk in any area of faith whatsoever. We think that it's got to happen that way. They won't ever get on the phone and make a phone call. Faith. You might be in your office there, and you're believing, you expecting God to do a great thing. Well, God wants to do the great thing, but you got to let him see some faith. Pick up the phone, get out that list. Amen. And you picking up the phone and getting out the list and going down the thing. Somebody say, acting in obedience. It's faith. Give God something to work with and to work through. So that word faith means expectation. Now let's go to Philippians 1, chapter 19. Philippians 1, chapter 19. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my what? Earnest expectation and my hope. That's the same word. This will turn according. Somebody say according. That word according means it will match up to what according means match up to. In agreement with. And see, there are many people, you know, your manifestations are agreeing with your expectation. See, many people say, I want this thing to turn, but it turns, but it doesn't turn the way that God wants it to turn. It turns to where your faith level is. Where is your expectation? How do you expect the thing to turn out? So say, this will turn according to my earnest expectation that in nothing I shall be ashamed. And this is the word that we want you to grab a hold of. But that with all, somebody say all. All, what kind of thing that you need to have? Boldness. Expectation with supernatural Holy Ghost boldness. That you can come boldly to the throne of God. As always, so now also Christ should be also magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. So your situation will turn, but it's going to turn according to your expectation. You need more than just some little belief system on the inside of you. You need some expectation. Every morning you wake up, you should expect God to do something. Many of us miss out on God's best, amen, because we have no expectation. And I'm trying to get you to increase your expectation. After you get an expectation, start to act on your expectation. And when you act on your expectation, that's faith. And God will pour out his manifestation on your actions. Now listen, in the English dictionary, hope is translated desire. In the English translation, hope is translated desire. Desire means you just want something. Hope means that you are expecting something. It's a difference between the two. English hope and biblical hope are two different things. When you say you hope for something, you're not just wishing for something. In the Bible, God says you better expect something. You've heard heaven and you expect it to happen. You're not just wishing for it. You're not just hoping for it. You expect it to manifest. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. A certain woman had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard, everybody say heard, of Jesus, and came in the press behind and touched his garment, for she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Her doing it was her faith. Her doing it was her faith. She wouldn't have done it if she didn't have a what? An expectation. See, many of you aren't stepping out in faith because you don't have an expectation. She expected to get healed. So she did what she did. Your actions is your faith, but your expectation is your hope. And you've got to have a hope. That's where God wants to move. It is not faith until you start to expect. Your faith will not work for you to the level until you get an expectation. You need to hear the word of God until you expect something to happen. What do you mean hear the word of God? That means you need to keep hearing faith taught to you until you expect something to happen. If you don't expect anything to happen, you need to throw everything down. Amen. Get your Bible out. Amen. Listen to the same CD over and over and over and over and over again. Get around faith building people. Amen. Until you expect God to move. God's not going to move until you expect something to happen. He's not going to bring provision until you expect it. He's not going to fill the church until you expect it. He's not going to pay your bills until you expect it. Not just desire, not just wish it. There are a lot of people that wish a bunch of stuff. But expectation gets it done. Jesus is looking for expectation. If you don't have an expectation, you don't have faith. What? If you don't have expectation, you don't have faith. Faith is substance of things what? Expected. So in the spiritual realm, hope is the foundation for faith. In the natural realm, faith is the foundation for what? What do you mean hope? What you expect. The manifestation for what you expect. By the time it gets to the natural, your expectation will be manifestation. I want my expectation to turn into manifestation. In the realm of the spirit, my expectation, which is my hope, is the foundation for my faith. Manifestation is nothing but something that was a metamorphosis of an expectation. Manifestations are nothing but something that was once an expectation. And you got to learn to turn your expectations into manifestation by putting it on the foundation of faith. When you are really in faith, you'll be getting ready. And getting ready are actions of faith. Y'all just going to have to dwell on these things that we've talked about. I want you to confess these things right now. And why do we confess things? Because it's the confession of our mouth that makes a difference. Say, I am the righteousness of Christ Jesus. God loves me just the way I am. Wants to work with me now. Therefore, I expect peace to manifest. I expect something good to happen. Through the comfort of the scriptures, I hear good things. My expectation is increasing. There'll be a manifestation of the thing that I'm believing for. In Jesus' name. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost.